Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Bonsoir, mesdames, messieurs.
I'm delighted to be here
at
the Centre
Historique
Minier, with whom we at the National Coal Mining Museum of England have worked very closely over the years. The National Coal Mining Museum for England is located at Cap House Colliery, which is south of Leeds and to the west of Wakefield in Yorkshire. The museum has an underground, but we are also set in a landscape with many traces of coal mining from the 18th and 19th centuries. We especially have evidence of how coal was moved in the landscape at our pit. You see here an aerial photo of our pit with Cap House Colliery at the top of the site and Hope Pit at the bottom. Here you see the road, the turnpike road.
Vous allez l'entendre en direct, il faut retirer vos écouteurs.
Is there a problem? This shows the turnpike road.
Donc vous avez ici la route à péage,
which was built in 1758, and when the colliery here was sunk in the 1780s, they built it as close as they could get it to the turnpike road so that they could move the coal easily.
On a déplacé les installations.
In the 1830s, a second turnpike road was built, which you can see here, and you will see that they built the road immediately next to the colliery.
À côté de la mine.
Then, in the 1850s, they built a railway which ran for about 9 kilometres down to the canal. We have two pictures of it in the early 1900s. This is actually at the colliery, and this is halfway between the colliery and the canal. Now, at the museum, we have an underground section, which is about 600 metres long. And we also have a number of exhibitions on the surface. There are two main exhibition galleries. The first deals with social history, and the second deals with technology. As well as these two main galleries, we also have a quite small area for temporary exhibitions, which you can see here. Now, earlier this year, we did an exhibition with English Heritage, and on Saturday morning, Keith Faulkner from English Heritage will be addressing the conference. This is the exhibition when we put it on, and we're very pleased indeed that a number of items from the exhibition are here at Loarda, and you will be able to go and see them after this lecture. This exhibition was called Changing Landscape, and we dealt with the main coal fields in England. And particularly looked at six main coal mining areas, and we have items here at the Centre Historique Minier from those six areas. As well as the exhibition, we also, as we always do, produce an educational programme of work with schools. I'm not going into that this evening because there is not time, but anyone who is interested in educational work can see me or my colleague Rosemary Priest, who is the curator of the museum, after this lecture. Looking at some elements of coal mining landscape in England, the first thing was, of course, the most important, the collieries themselves. We have put the name of each colliery above the picture so you will know where I'm talking about when you go down into the exhibition. First of all, we have the actual sinking of the shaft in the 19th and early 20th centuries to produce the traditional coal mine cage in which the coal miners went underground.
Dans lesquelles les mineurs descendaient sous sol.
Only 20 years or so ago, you could see many collieries in the landscape, in Yorkshire where our mining museum is located. In some parts you could see one every couple of kilometres, or within every couple of kilometres you could see colliery headgears. And our exhibition has a number of examples of some of the older style collieries. Chatterley Whitfield, which you see on the screen, is still preserved and is considered to be the most important large 20th century colliery left preserved in England. There have been more modern coal mines built in more recent years. For example, Ashby, which are quite different in appearance from the older mines. The ones built in the 1970s and 80s are very modern in appearance, and very often they do not look any different from a modern factory. That is to look at the collieries in the landscape. Moving on to things such as transport, one of the three major elements that I want to look at, the main transport was by railway, sometimes direct to the centres where the coal was used, and sometimes as a tap house to move the coal to the canal where it could be moved more easily. These are some of the traditional type of railways. Then you have more recent ones where you have large numbers of coal trucks. Moving on from the railways to the second element that existed and to some extent still exists, we have the colliery communities. Now, in the area where we are located, at the Mining Museum at Cap House, there were not colliery communities. The old West Side, or Western Yorkshire coalfield, tended to have the mining workforce scattered amongst the rest of the population, and very often working alongside people who worked in the textile industry, in the mills, in, for example, Huddersfield, or on the farms. And in some areas, it was normal for the miners to work in the mines in the winter, and then in the summer, they would help bring in the harvest and work on the farms. The areas that were developed in the 20th century, especially in the earlier years of the 20th century, tended to have communities built specially for the mine, with very little other work available. And of course, after the mines closed in Britain, this did cause enormous trouble and problems for those communities because there was so little other work available. In the communities, you would find that virtually the whole of the population were engaged in working the mines. The men, of course, worked both in the winding engine house, on the surface and underground, while the women were working often in the canteen and sometimes in administration. Now, the third major element in the landscape is the one that we have seen a lot of today, which are the spoil heaps associated with the collieries. There are very few of these now left in England. After the terrible disaster at Aberfan in Wales in the 1950s, the National Coal Board proceeded to landscape many of the spoil heaps in order to remove the danger that they would also, as an Aberfan, slip onto the local community and kill people. They devised a method in the 1960s whereby they could put on top of the spoil slurry and other items which would then allow grass to grow to consolidate the mound. The other thing that has been done in many cases, is that the mounds were created when there were old techniques of coal mining, and they did not recover all the coal. So in a number of cases, they have started or have now completed going through the coalery spoil tips, washing the material from the heaps, and then extracting the coal and spreading the debris that was left. So that, unlike in the area we looked at this afternoon, there are very, very few spoil heaps at all left, which means that there are not traces that are as obvious as we have here in northern France. What has happened with the majority of the collieries following the closures is that they have been demolished. If they were in rural areas, they very often been returned to just to landscaped areas, or they have become industrial parks or business parks. In a few cases, some of the buildings have been reused, but in most cases, the colliery has been demolished completely. And we have in England now lost many hundreds of collieries. There are some modern collieries still surviving. There's a handful of large collieries still working. But with regard to the older collieries, in England, there are now only four major ones preserved. Chatley Whitfield, which I showed you the picture earlier, is considered the best example of a 20th century colliery. And then at Cap House Colliery itself, which is our National Coal Mining Museum, we are considered to be the best example surviving of a 19th century colliery. In the rest of England, there is at Snibston in Nottinghamshire and at Woodhorn in Northumberland, we have two other collieries which are partly preserved. And those are the main ones that are still in existence. So we do not find in England that there is such dispute about colliery landscapes as there may be possibly here. We don't have the same level of dispute, except that the major dispute comes over the headgear. You see the headgear here. Our headgear is unusual in that the wheels are one above the other instead of side by side. In some cases, they have preserved only the headgear as a memento of the pit, but there are two examples in England at present of which there is dispute because developers or the local community want them removed so that the area can be developed. I realise that it is now 7:15 and we have dinner at 8 o'clock, so I feel that it will probably be best, and I'm sure you're quite tired, if I concluded at that point so that anyone can ask any questions. Thank you very much indeed.
Je vous remercie.